These are the daily Bible readings for December 16th, or day 350. Prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and kindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Amen. The Prophecy of Malachias. The Burden of the Word of the Lord to Israel by the hand of Malachias. I have loved you, saith the Lord, and you have said, Wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau a brother to Jacob, saith the Lord? And I have loved Jacob, but have hated Esau? And I have made his mountains a wilderness, and given his inheritance to the dragons of the desert. But if Edom shall say, We are destroyed, but we will return and build up what has been destroyed. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, They shall build up, and I will throw down, and they shall be called the borders of wickedness, and the people with whom the Lord is angry forever. And your eyes shall see, and you shall say, The Lord be magnified upon the border of Israel. The Son honoreth the Father, and the servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts. To you, O priests, that despise my name, and have said, Wherein have we despised thy name? You offer polluted bread upon my altar, and you say, Wherein have we polluted thee? In that you say, The table of the Lord is contemptible. If you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame for the sick, is it not evil? Offer it to thy prince, if he will be pleased with it, or if he will regard thy face, saith the Lord of hosts. And now beseech ye the face of God, that he may have mercy on you. For by your hand hath this been done. If by any means he will receive your faces, saith the Lord of hosts. Who is there among you that will shut the doors, and will girdle the fire, on my altar grates, gratis. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will not receive a gift of your hand. For from the rising of the sun, even to the going down, my name is great among the Gentiles, and in every place there is sacrifice, and there is offered to my name a clean oblation, for my name is great among the Gentiles, saith the Lord of hosts. And you have profaned it, in that you say, The table of the Lord is defiled, and that which is laid thereupon is contemptible with the fire that devoureth it. And you have said, Behold, of our labor, and you puffed it away, saith the Lord of hosts, and you brought in of rapine the lame and the sick, and brought in an offering. Shall I accept it at your hands, saith the Lord? Cursed is the deceitful man that hath in his flock of a male, and maketh a vow offereth in sacrifice that which is feeble to the Lord. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the Gentiles. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is to you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory to my name, saith the Lord of hosts. I will send poverty upon you, and will curse your blessings. Yea, I will curse them, because you have not laid it to heart. Behold, I will cast the shoulder to you, and I will scatter upon your face the dung of your solemnities, and it shall take you away with it. And you shall know that I sent you this commandment, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave him fear, and he feared me, and he was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and in equity, and turned many away from iniquity. For the lips of the priests shall keep knowledge, and they shall seek the law at his mouth, because he is the angel of the Lord of hosts. But you have departed out of the way, and have caused many to stumble at the law. You have made void the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all people, as you have not kept my ways, and have accepted persons in the law. Have we not all one father? Hath not every one of us despised his brother, violating the commandment covenant of our fathers? Judah hath transgressed, an abomination hath been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah hath profaned the holiness of the Lord, which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange god. The Lord will cut off the man that hath done this, both the master and the scholar, out of the tabernacles of Jacob, and him that offereth an offering to the Lord of hosts. And this again have you done. You have covered the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and bellowing, so that I have no more regard to sacrifice, neither do I accept any atonement at your hands. And you have said, for what cause? Because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, whom thou hast despised. Yet she was thy partner, and the wife of thy covenant. Did not one make her? And she is the residue of his spirit? And what doth one seek but the seed of God? Keep then your spirit, and despise not the wife of thy youth. When thou shalt hate her, put her away, saith the Lord God of Israel. But iniquity shall cover his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Keep your spirit, and despise not. You have wearied the Lord with your words, and you said, wherein have we wearied him? In that, you say, everyone that doth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and such please him. Or surely, where is the God of judgment? Behold, I send my angel, and he shall prepare the way before my face. And presently the Lord whom you seek, and the angel of the testimony whom you desire, shall come to his temple. Behold, he cometh, saith the Lord of hosts. And who shall be able to think of the day of his coming, and who shall stand to see him? For he is like a refining fire, and like a fuller's herb. And he shall sit refining and cleansing the silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and shall refine them as gold and as silver, and they shall offer sacrifices to the Lord in justice. And the sacrifice of Judah and of Jerusalem shall please the Lord, as in the days of old, and in the ancient years. And I will come to you in judgment, and will be a speedy witness against sorcerers and adulterers and false swearers, and them that oppress the hireling and his wages, and widows and the fatherless that oppress the stranger, and have not feared me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, and I change not, and you, the sons of Jacob, are not consumed. For from the days of your fathers you have departed from my ordinances, and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, saith the Lord of hosts. And you have said, wherein shall we return? Shall a man afflict God? For you afflict me, and you have said, wherein do we afflict thee? In tithes and in first fruits? And you are cursed with want, and you afflict me, even the whole nation of you. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and try me in this, saith the Lord, if I open not unto you the floodgates of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, even to abundance. And I will rebuke for your sakes the devourer, and he shall not spoil the fruit of your land, neither shall the vine in the field be barren, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightful land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been unsufferable to me, saith the Lord. And you have said, what have we spoken against thee? You have said, he laboreth in vain that serveth God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinances, and that we have walked sorrowful before the Lord of hosts? Wherefore now we call the proud people happy, for they that work wickedness are built up, and they have tempted God, and are preserved. Then they that feareth the Lord spoke every one with his neighbor, and the Lord gave ear and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord and think on his name. and they shall be my special possession, saith the Lord of hosts, in the day that I do judgment, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his son that serveth him. And you shall return, and shall see the difference between the just and the wicked, and between him that serveth God and him that serveth not. For behold, the day shall come kindled as a furnace, and all the proud, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall set them on fire, saith the Lord of hosts. It shall not leave them root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name, the Son of Justice shall arise, and health in his wings, and you shall go forth, and shall leap like calves of the herd. And you shall tread down the wicked, where they be shall be ashes under the sole of your feet, in the day that I do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel, the precepts and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elias the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with anathema. Ecclesiasticus chapter 36. Have mercy upon us, O God of all, and behold us, and show us the light of thy mercies, and send thy fear upon the nations that have not sought after thee, that they may know that there is no God beside thee, and that they may show forth thy wonders. Lift up thy hand over the strange nations, that they may see thy power. For as thou hast been sanctified in us in their sight, so thou shalt be magnified among them in our presence, that they may know thee as we also have known thee, that there is no God beside thee, O Lord. Renew thy signs, and work new miracles. Glorify thy hand and thy right arm. Raise up indignation and pour out wrath. Take away the adversary and crush the enemy. Hasten the time and remember the end, that they may declare thy wonderful works. Let him that escapeth be consumed by the rage of the fire, and let them perish that oppress thy people. Crush the head of the princes of the enemies that say, there is no other besides us. Gather together all the tribes of Jacob, that they may know that there is no God beside thee, and may declare thy great works, and thou shalt inherit them as from the beginning. Have mercy on thy people, upon whom thy name is invoked, and upon Israel, whom thou hast raised up to be thy firstborn. Have mercy on Jerusalem, the city which thou hast sanctified, the city of thy rest. Fill Sion with thy unspeakable words, and thy people with thy glory. Give testimony to them that are thy creatures from the beginning, and raise up the prophecies which the former prophets spoke in thy name. Reward them that patiently wait for thee, that thy prophets may be found faithful, and hear the prayers of thy servants. According to the blessing of Aaron over thy people, and direct us into the way of justice, and let all know that dwell upon the earth that thou art God, the beholder of all ages. The belly will devour all meat, yet one is better than another. The palate tasteth venison, and the wise heart false speeches. A perverse heart would cause grief, and a man of experience will resist it. A woman will receive every man, yet one daughter is better than another. The beauty of a woman cheereth the countenance of her husband, and a man desireth nothing more. If she have a tongue that can cure, and likewise mitigate and show mercy, her husband is not like other men. He that possesseth a good wife beginneth a possession. She is a help like to himself and a pillar of rest. Where there is no hedge, the possession shall be spoiled, and where there is no wife, he mourneth that is in want. Who will trust him that hath no rest, and that lodgeth wheresoever the night taketh him, as a robber well appointed, that skippeth from city to city? The Apocalypse, chapter 7. After these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that they should not blow upon the earth, nor upon the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the sign of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, "Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we sign the servants of our God in their foreheads." And I heard the number of them that were signed, 144,000 were signed, of every tribe of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Reuben 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Gad 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Aser 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Naphtali 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Manasseh 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Simeon 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Levi 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Issachar 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Zebulun 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Joseph 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Benjamin 12,000 signed. After this I saw a great multitude, which no man could number, of all the nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and in sight of the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God, who sitteth upon the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood round about the throne, and the ancients and the four living creatures. And they fell down before the throne upon their faces and adored God, saying, "Amen. Benediction and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving, honor and power and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen." And one of the ancients answered and said to me, "These are they clothed in white robes. Who are they, and whence came they? And I said to him, "My Lord, thou knowest." And he said to me, "These are they who are come out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell over them. They shall no more hunger nor thirst, neither shall the sun fall on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall rule them, and shall lead them to fountains of the waters of life, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." The Prayer of Saint Bede the Venerable after reading the Holy Scriptures. Let me not, O Lord, be puffed up with worldly wisdom, which passes away, but grant me that love which never abates, that I may not choose to know anything among men but Jesus and him crucified. I beg thee, dear Jesus, that he upon whom thou hast graciously bestowed the sweet savor of the words of thy knowledge may also possess thee, font of all wisdom, and shine forever before thy countenance. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.